Can you pass me some of that whiskey?
Only if you tell me the topic.
I don't know until I get a little bit. Whoa. Oh, boy. Welcome to another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson, coming to you live from upstairs studio with Lisa Murphy. And Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
Sometimes I say upstairs studio, and sometimes I say upstairs studios, and it should really be studio because there really is only one studio, but I dream big, and maybe someday there'll be two studios up here because we have so much podcasting going on that we require.
What's behind the curtain here? You know, that might be the...
You can't look behind the curtain. You can't look behind the curtain. Okay, so the topic today is a little... We're going to talk a little bit about brains.
Brains.
And I want to. Brains.
Abnormal. There. Raise your hand if you get it.
If you get the reference, please post it on the Child Care Bar and Grill Facebook page.
You. Come on. And do you get it?
And if you can post a couple of the actors in the film, we'll
take that
too.
It's only a flesh wound. Oh, that's a different movie, but I like that one too.
And so I want to start out with a quote from Lisa Murphy.
I can read it from over here. It's pretty cool.
You know, so you should fix your hair then if you can see something.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. So the quote from Lisa Murphy in her book Play is, "The brain is activated when the whole body is used."
True that.
So what's it mean?
You're born in motion. Ideally, you were conceived in motion.
It's the motion of the ocean.
If you don't get it, don't worry about it.
Well, if you don't get it, there wasn't any motion.
And you need to keep moving in order to keep learning. And you have Mr. Medina's book there.
That's Baby, but yeah, in Brain Rules.
That your brain is designed. Ideally, we are hardwired to be in motion all day solving problems. This is how our brain grows. Barefoot. Walking anywhere from 10 to 13 miles a day.
And this
that would make your body and brain
happy.
Happy.
And this is actually the reason this is what our brains like, what our brains want, the reason this would make our brains happy is because this is, and when we were going through the evolutionary process of becoming human, this is what we were doing. We were hunting and gathering and wandering the savannas.
Yeah, I love that. It works for me. I can see that evolutionary process.
Yeah, and in Medina's book, Brain Rules, this is chapter one, isn't it? I think it's chapter one. I think it's
and he circles back to it.
Yeah, and I think it's chapter one because of the 12 brain rules, it's the most important because everything else is kind of built on that. And so if this is true that you know we're wired to be in motion, how come children spend so much?
Yes.
We should actually be podcasting on treadmills. We should have treadmills up to the...
You don't know how much I would love that because it kills me.
To be still.
Mm-hmm. What about even one of those exercise balls you just kind of...
Lisa bouncing.
Even if it was just a bouncy ball,
you'd have to have a bounce ball. Your mic would have to be bouncing too to keep up with you. That'd be.
You'd have to learn to.
No, I have to wear my headset.
Your headset's here.
I have to go in the studio with my what are those called?
Your Madonna mic.
My countryman mic. Yeah.
And so why are kids so sedentary in not only our schools, but in our early learning programs?
There's a lot of money to be made off of diagnosing.
Lisa Murphy, you poured me a real big drink.
I poured you a Lisa Murphy's drink. Man
Step
up.
It up.
And one thing you've taught me about our neighbors to the north since I've been traveling up there doing speaker gigs is this is not
if
a drink that you would get.
Canada,
this is not a drink you get in Canada. I'm going
to
throw this.
No, you know, you need to clarify that. You need to clarify that.
Okay,
good. They do measured
pores
in Canada. We love Canada.
When I was going to clarify that, okay, go ahead.
The bartenders do measured pores.
The bartenders do measured pores. And we're not a big fan of that. And so Canada, what's the...
The first time I ordered... martini in Canada. I cried a little bit. Because I was like, where's the rest of it?
When we were in Toronto, you're kind of like, make that a double, or maybe a triple. Yeah,
or
whatever.
Maybe just put the bottle on.
Yeah. Just bring it over here.
Can we just go out to the store and buy something and bring it here?
That'd be better.
And we, if we were to walk to the store, we would have been in motion, and that would have been better for our brains anyway than sitting walking.
It was rainy. I think it was rainy.
Yeah, it was kind of rainy. And so we've come to this place where our kids...
People are making money off of people diagnosing our children.
Oh, see... God, I'm an idiot.
Well, with that...
I was going to go.
Well, you heard it here.
I was going to go.
Mark the time.
Wanted to be all funny. I'm ready to be like, bring it.
No, I want to go there, but I was like thinking big desk.
The desk.
The desk industrial complex, though, because they want those kids at desks so they can sell more desks.
Well, sure.
That could be part of it. No.
You think?
And so it's the fact that if we keep kids still, then the kids are bouncy, then we can put them on medications.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. Let's look at the camera and go,
The last and I'm a big research junkie. I'm a big prove it, show me your source. Mm-hmm. I'd have to dig to find it. That we make and use almost all of the world's Ritalin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that in the 40s, the APA, the American Psychological Association, essentially created a list of things. And if you did most of them, then you were going to get a diagnosis. So if you were irritating to the adults in your world... There was now a criteria for those said irritated adults to go, yep, something's wrong with you. And oh, look, we created the problem, and now we're going to create the solution, i.e. read meds, to fix the problem that you didn't really actually realize that you had. Now, all of that being said, because I know there's people who are listening who are all of a sudden right now going, I totally get that once in a blue moon, in our environments, we get a child who has an organic impairment of some sort. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. And I would never, ever, ever want anybody to think that I am ever implying that that child is not worthy or deserving of the services or, interventions that are out there for him or her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that I think our culture is very quick to say, you don't really kind of fit in the box that I like here in my room. So I think that you might need a diagnosis. And whatever that diagnosis might be, then one thing follows the other, follows the other, follows the other. If you are really needing intervention, I'm going to be the first person in line making sure you get it. I'm also going to be, though, the first person in line that makes sure that you are not now being labeled or medicated to make somebody's life easier or smoother or to make the day go better.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm going to make sure that we're exhausting. So if it should come to pass that actually, you know what, this kid actually needs something, mm-hmm. fine. But let's make sure we don't default to a chemical intervention if in fact there's potentially some other things out there that maybe might take more time. Mm-hmm. And if you've been listening over the last couple of weeks, this is one of those six nuggets. Are we taking the time to make sure that the environment is meeting the needs of these kids, or am I making it easier just for me to get through the day. Time for me to go home?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's
as
happening.
As the adult.
And it is much easier going to the doctor and getting the prescription than creating an environment where kids are free to move and act and choose their own activities
Somebody
and lead.
Somebody needs to stand up when you're reading the book. Somebody needs to stand up while they're eating their lunch. And, I'm here with all the love in my heart to say, get over it. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So what? So, oh, but then everybody's going to want to stand up. Yeah, about a week.
Well, okay.
For 1 week. And then Mackenzie is going to say, this is stupid. Where's my
desk.
Chair? And she's going to grab her chair, and all the people who need to sit down are going to sit back down again because the queen gave the nod that it was okay to sit back down. But the kid, and I said this the other day at a workshop, and I don't want to be melodramatic about it, but But if you really embrace this mindset, what ends up happening is that then the kid that did need to eat standing up, he now knows that there's literally room for him, literal room at mm-hmm. the table mm-hmm. for him. And you might be the only adult that ever.
Yeah, for him, who he is as he is.
You might be the only adult that ever sends him that message, and that's huger than any. You like that? I have a master's degree. That's bigger than most people, I think, really actually realize.
Yeah,
that this place makes room for me,
because there are way too many people in this world who don't have that one person in their lives, as a child or ever, who will just accept them who they are and as they are,
and what they bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
wherever you are, I'll meet you there.
Yeah, and
it's really not that hard.
And yet we make it hard. And this again is another thing that we circle back around to. We do a lot of stuff in this profession. We make things hard for ourselves because it makes somebody money, or it feeds a political agenda,
we've always done.
It's built in. It's wired into the system.
Some of that control go. Also,
okay. So another brain question. When we are, you got a master's degree. You gotta ask you a brain question.
It's new.
Well, okay.
It has training wheels.
So none of the nothing's rubbed off or anything yet.
My ear. Has training. Go.
Okay. So this whole brain, our brains, how do our brains learn stuff? They learn stuff through sensory input, right?
Repetition.
Touch. Mm-hmm. We're touching sensory. And we're smelling all that sensory stuff.
What did Bev say? If you want it in the head, it has to be in the hand.
Okay. And so.
But if you want it in the hand, it has to be in the heart.
Oh.
And if you want it in the heart, everybody needs to know why they're there every day.
Aww.
Right? Is that not true?
That is true.
That is true.
I know I'm here. I'm excited. Kids are going to feel that from my heart. Then, so they're going to explore. I'm pointing at the
bottle of whiskey.
Look at this. Because I'm honestly excited about this. Because I found this at the airport. And it's so exciting. And the kids are like, and now it's in our hand. Oh, it's soft. It's kind of furry. And look at this. What if I put this on? And now I'm starting... It's not that hard.
No.
You were doing the same thing today while you were cooking with grandbaby Rowan.
Yeah.
Aunt Lisa was having fun with grandbaby Rowan today. You need to be Aunt.
So cute.
We might have to clear it with mommy, but I think you can be Aunt Lisa, huh?
Aunt Lisa. Yeah, that'll
be
mama.
That'll be fun.
Just pretend we're Jamaican.
Yeah,
that's right.
Auntie
Lisa, and so you guys are just playing. She's bringing you stuff, and the whole wiping her face thing was hilarious.
Well, okay, so explain that. So I always, when I'm cooking, I usually always wear an apron. Usually always. Do you love that?
Usually, yes.
I always have my apron on. But then in a belt loop, I always put a towel. So, and the baby came over and I wiped my mouth, wiped my mouth with it. And she came over and she wiped her mouth on it. And and then she went over and wiped her mouth on it.
She had to reach up to get my shirt.
Because his shirt is white, like the towel.
And your beautiful blue sweater. And she's like, meh, meh, meh.
I was the third person. It was pretty
much
gone.
It was sensory. It was like... there was no message of don't touch me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so and I came here yesterday, right? And mm-hmm. But I was new. So there was mm-hmm. that
the
curiosity, but are you going to eat me?
Yeah. I love Medina. Oh my God. Can I eat it? Am I going to fuck it? Is it going to eat me? Am I going to eat it? I love his rules. Anyway, but so today was that, how would you say, like,
it's kind of like that.
Well, we got through it, and so today mm-hmm. I'm the new. So well, I'm the shiny object.
She started experimenting, I think, today with you.
And she upped, and I got the Mimi.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was given the whoopee.
And I think it started out in the morning. It was kind of like a smile, and then it was the up, and then you got the blankie, and then you're sword fighting, and she's stabbing you with a fly swatter, and
but
you're dying.
But then tomorrow it'll be like, oh, y'all are still here.
Yeah, what's going on? I think the influx of wigs, the constant rotation in wigs and the podcasting garb. I think you'll be able to maintain yourself as a bright shiny object for a while longer. And, okay, let's go.
I am a bright shiny.
Well, of course you
yes,
are.
Yes, you are.
And so let's go there with the brain. The brain likes
novelty, which is why I say, okay, and if you've been in my audience in the last month, I do head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and we do all that. Mm-hmm. And then I say, wait, backwards. And that everybody's bent over, and we go, so they're touching their toes, mm-hmm. and we do head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, oh. and it's funny. Everybody has been doing it. And then all of a sudden, 60% of the people in the audience are like,
what the hell?
What are we doing? Who is this for? And they'll stop. Now, I know fully well that everybody's capable of doing it, uh-huh. but their brain is like, but yet it's so novel that they actually have to pause and stop and pay attention, which is when I just go, hey, it's on. Everybody's like, but then after it's done and we've done it backwards, I'm like, you actually had to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't
just
trying
going
to
through
trick
the
you.
Motions.
You had to pay attention. It's not that I didn't know the words, but you had to stop and pause and be like, what?
Yeah, because we're literally creatures of habit, and so we build those habits, we build those shortcuts. And I mean, that all goes into the neural wire. I mean, the wiring, doesn't it? That those habits are kind of wired in there because it's the way. I mean, it just makes the process of doing whatever we're doing
those
more efficient.
Between the synapses, the more you use them, it's that use or lose. Use it.
Yeah.
So the minute you're like backwards, the brain going, what? Hold on, wait, yeah, yeah. What? You know, I can process this,
calibrate.
But wait a minute. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the synapse or the connection and, mm-hmm. oh, it's not really there, but I'm going to make one.
And so we get used to that in our environment. Then when our environment changes, because we've got this wonderful neuroplasticity, these plastic brains that we have, we can actually take that new sensory input, that new environment, and build new wiring to meet that situation. One I like to use in presentations is the fingers.
Yep.
You put them together and then you take them apart and you put that other pinky on the outside. And for
in
most
yoga,
people,
they do that.
Well, yeah.
In
yoga,
they say,
you
now
change it.
Up how your hands work.
Yeah.
And the first time the teacher said that, I was like, what do you mean by cross your fingers different? And
uh-huh.
so I went in and I like changed my thumbs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
All I did was cross
just
the
that.
Other
just,
thumb over the other thumb.
And it was different.
And my whole posture and position, uh-huh. I didn't win at yoga that
and
day.
And so how did it feel when you changed the pinkies around?
If you do the whole...
Well, we've not done that.
Oh.
I do Bikram.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or Bikram. I do the hut. So the 26 postures are always
uh-huh.
the same. So even if the teacher doesn't say... change,
uh-huh.
I will attempt to be mindful of. And so, you know, like I'm thinking of the posture when you're the laying on your back and you bring
uh-huh.
one leg up and the other leg up
yeah.
and then both legs up.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time I will try and cross.
The arms the other way.
And it all you're doing is touching one arm over the other
mm-hmm.
arm and it will change.
The whole experience.
The whole experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I have nothing else to say
other than
that you're like,
and that's just, it turns on a light bulb about how much we are creatures
how
of our habits.
How you default to one way of
yeah.
doing
mm-hmm.
everything.
And then as you do that more, as you change that hand position or the ways you cross the arms or when you sit down on the floor, the way you cross your legs, if you mindfully go about
doing
it the different way over time.
The other way.
The other way.
Yeah.
The time.
The way that is not as comfortable or the way you do
it. No, it's just the evil wrong way because, no. But over time, the new wiring will show up because your brain says, well, apparently they need to do it this way. And over time, the finger thing or the leg thing gets easier because that muscle memory literally kicks in
yes.
and becomes an important thing. And
which
so,
I had never stopped to realize
until
yoga.
The yoga, yeah.
And they're like, I want you to change your hands. And I'm like, what do you mean by change your hands?
I like these ones.
These are the hands.
Do I have to have her hands?
Oh, she's got nice hands. His knuckles
like
are hairy.
I like his hands.
His knuckles are hairy. I do not want those.
And she's like, no, just like what you said. Do one, the other thumb. And you're like, wow, it feels uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Well, you
so then
that.
You're paying attention to, well, what do I have to do? Like, and it's funny. Like, do it. I mean, seriously, I'm looking at the camera. like there's 100 people that I actually... if you just do... Do you know that here's the church and here's mm-hmm. the steeple and open the door and, you know, where's all the people and all that kind of stuff? If you do that, you probably always cross one thumb mm-hmm. over the other thumb. The next time you do it, cross the other thumb over it. And it that small movement is huge enough to make your whole body go, huh? That's different.
It is. You haven't done the pinky thing yet, though?
I don't know what you mean by the beginning.
Okay, so they're together like this.
Okay, so I'm...
That's the way you've done it forever. Hands. And then you take them apart.
Yeah.
And then you shift so the other pinkies on the outside and all the fingers move.
It's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but the finger, I mean, it's just not the thumb. But
you consciously move the whole hand. Not just your thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this feels like I'm not even in my
own... Yeah, wrong. What wrong. When I do, the three things I hear when I do this with people in presentation are wrong, awkward, and weird. And I've actually had people
I could own that.
That physically, they have to have the person next to them push their fingers down because it's just so different for them.
Okay, so maybe because of yoga, I didn't have that reaction, but... Yeah. When I hold this, it feels awkward.
And then when you start doing things like putting your hands
over your
up
head.
and start pushing those the forearms. I can't do it with my headphones on, but pushing the upper arms up against the ears and doing that kind of stuff
with your just hands in the opposite way.
It's just a whole different physiological feeling.
Agree 100%.
And that's all that wiring, and it's a complicated thing. And with kids, we give lip service to the importance of the neural pathways and the first 3 years and everything, but then we have them
you do this and go. That's what that means.
Yeah. And so we give lip service to it in a lot of these early learning programs and even into elementary school. And we have them not moving and we have them spending time in front of screens and we have them not using all of their senses because we're cutting things like gym class and music and art.
Gym,
physical
G-Y-M-P-E.
Education. Yeah. No, I mean, a guy named Jim comes in and teaches.
I'm trying to be more mindful of the fact we have an international audience.
I know you are, and I'm just a jerk.
No, but gym class in the gymnasium.
Physical education, I guess.
Some people call
it
PE.
Yeah.
But in a lot of places, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
No matter what you call it.
Yeah. And that goes back to...
Like hair time.
That goes back to our last episode on lingo, because I guess that's something we should pay attention to. I'll try to be more mindful of that.
Well, I'm going to be more mindful of that. Just what I just did.
Yeah. Ooh. And so... So our takeaways are our brains like motion.
Our brains like motion and novelty. Our brains like new things.
Bright, shiny objects.
But not in a like flit. Like
no, because they need there's that
tricky.
There's that time. We need time to process.
But it also will habituate. Like that's the way we've done
yeah.
it. That's the way we've done, done it. That's the way we've done it.
And then we move on.
Blah, blah. Yeah.
Hey, folks.
Wow, I feel like we need a soundbite to close this.
We hope that you decide to make the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast your bright, shiny object next week.
I'll be your bright, shiny object.
And I get your bright, shiny object
right here, baby.
Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with another episode. Bye-bye.
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 Danita, Lisa, and Jeff would love to hear from you. Leave a message at 888-401-6116 or connect online at facebook.com/childcarebarandgrill.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. For all your wig, party, and novelty needs, check out ustoy.com, the official wig sponsor of the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Hey, if you want to support the show, there's a couple things you can do. You can go to iTunes and give it 5 stars. You can visit and comment on the Child Care Bar and Grill Facebook page. You can share the show with a friend, or you can become a patron and support us at patreon.com/explorations.